This is Dr. Olivero dictating for April the 14th of the year 2023. The first patient is Lois Kuspert. K-U-E-S-P-E-R, like in Roger T, like in Tango. Kuspert. Clinical case of a 75-year-old female. That is a patient of Dr. Toussaint. T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has had problems with the lower back, and due to the fact that she was in the significant amount of pain, went to see Dr. Kimber, K-I-M-B-E-R. And the patient had surgery in the back, and the surgery in the back had to be reevaluated several weeks after the first one. And after the second surgery, the patient was unable to move the legs, unable to stand, unable to control the sphincters. And she has been on intensive rehab, initially in Sarasota and later on in Royal Care for about 3 months. At the present time, the patient is able to stand. She moves and is able to wiggle the toes. However, she has not gained the full control of the sphincters. She has not developed acute urinary retention. She is improved, but very slowly and gradually. Period. We have the opportunity to review the blood work since 2021, and the serum creatinine has been oscillated between 1.4 and 1.6, and the estimated GFR between 35 and 40 mLs. There is no evidence of deterioration. The microalbumin creatinine ratio and the deep stickoprotein in the of the urine is negative and has been negative all along. This patient certainly has CKD 3B that is established for a long period of time. I don't think that the patient has had obstruction, bladder outlet obstruction, neurogenic bladder. She's able to wet the depends frequently, and she is starting to feel the need to empty the urinary bladder. I don't think that we have a urine component, obstruction component in this CKD. Period. We are going to complete the evaluation. We are going to check the basic laboratory workup, a kidney ultrasound, and we reevaluate afterwards. Number two, the patient has anemia. The hemoglobin is 10.4, the hematocrit is 32. And the indices are normal. This is a normocytic, normochromic anemia that has to be investigated. We are going to request total iron, iron binding capacity, vitamin B12 and folate. And we are going to request a stool for occult blood. Period. Whether or not this anemia could be related to a deficiency versus nutritional problems, surgeries during this post-operative difficult time. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a diagnosis of fibromyalgia and she has peripheral neuropathy that is treated with Lyrica. Following number, history of hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. The patient doesn't give any clues related to pain in the lower extremities and anemosis associated to myositis related to the administration of statins. We are going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup. And we will keep Dr. Toussaint posted of the progress. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to follow the case with you.